Today, I chose to interview you, Mom, because throughout my whole life, you've been an inspiration and role model to me. I've seen you persevere through the hardest of times and turn negative situations into positive ones. The reason I brought you here today is to talk about your story of running and how it impacted your life and how you use it as an outlet to not only get through the hard times, but also do something incredible. Without further ado, let's get into the questions. First question. What was the happiest moment of your life, and what was the saddest?
I would say the happiest moment was the birth of you and your sister 18 years ago. And the saddest, I would say, is probably when I left your father and moved the three of us out of the family home and to start a new beginning.
What are you the proudest of in life?
I'm most proudest of you and your sister Sarah for all that you've overcome in just the 18 years in your life, and how hard you work and persevere through different challenges and obstacles that you faced. But I'm also proud of the type of people you are, the caring, loving, kind people that you've grown into over the years.
Are there any words of wisdom you'd like to pass along to me?
This could take a while. I have a lot to say with words of wisdom, but they're things you've probably already heard me say many times in the past 18 years. Be a leader, not a follower. Believe in yourself. Look fear in the face and persevere through it. The only way that you're going to grow in life is by getting out of your comfort zone, and also that you have a lot of gifts that have been given to you, and people are drawn to you, so use those gifts wisely and generously throughout your life. And every moment when you wake up each day, before when you open your eyes and before you put your feet on the ground, choose joy. Don't wait for things to get easier or simpler or better, because life is always going to be complicated. Learn to be happy right now. Otherwise, you'll run out of time.
How has your life been different than you imagined?
Well, first of all, I never imagined getting divorced. So your dad and I were married about 15 years, and that was a really difficult decision for me to make, but it was a necessary one for all of us, for me to do that. So that wasn't something I planned on doing. I also feel like I've accomplished a lot more physically, like running, than I ever thought I would. I've always been, athletic and did a lot of things, but by creating goals, I was able to accomplish things like running half marathons and a marathon and two Ragnars. Another thing I didn't realize as much until I went through some difficult times is how important the right people in your life are, because if you don't have the people to support and love you and lift you up when you need them, it can make life pretty lonely and scary. And some of the things I've told you before is that people come into your life for different reasons, seasons, and lifetimes. And I've experienced that myself. And it's hard when you're in the moment because you don't realize that that person may only be in your life for a certain reason. But when you take a step back and look back, even I'm sure you can do that in the 18 years of your life and see the different people that have come and gone. But I truly believe there are times when people are put in your life when you need them the most.
What were the hardest moments you had when you were growing up, and how did you overcome these obstacles?
My parents got divorced when I was 8, which is actually the same age that I got divorced from your dad when, so that's kind of strange, but one of my parents was actually a very serious alcoholic, and I ended up enduring physical and verbal abuse for many, many years. I push through every day. I'm not really sure how I got through every day. I just had something innate inside me that just kept me putting 2 feet on the floor and one in front of the other as I went through my day. I knew that I had to graduate from high school and go to college, but I really didn't know what would come after that. So I think it was just my dedication, commitment to myself that I wanted to be a better person than I saw my parents could be. They were both struggling, and I didn't want to be like them. So I think that's probably what motivated me to overcome that and push through.
Once you and Dad got divorced, I noticed this new tendency you had. You're like a hamster. You'd run on the treadmill for hours. You'd go outside and run for hours. What about running did you fall in love with?
Well, if you ask any runner, there's always that runner's high that you would get after any run. And running really was an escape for me. It allowed me to be out in the elements with the wind against my face, the sun on my skin, and it helped me push the noise away, the noise from life, from stress, from chaos, and it was just me and the concrete. So I was able to really free my mind, relieve my stress, and I've actually come up with some really great ideas about work and about life. Just when your mind is free from all the noise, it really opens up your mind to be creative. So it's been really awesome. And as I continued to run, my body got stronger, my head got stronger, my mind got stronger, and it pushed me to want to continue to grow into running and push myself and my body even further.
So once you found this new calling of yours, you decided to run a marathon. Walk me through the process of deciding to do such a crazy thing.
Well, once I started running, I signed up for my first 5K and I pushed through that and I was pretty pumped and excited. So I decided, ran a bunch of other 5Ks, then I decided to push it a little bit more and do a 10K. So I did a few of those. Then I decided to run a half marathon. And once I got through with the half marathon, I said, you know what, if I could do a 5K, a 10K and a half marathon, why not do a full marathon? So I had only been running probably less than a year when I decided to do the marathon. And I signed up for a marathon that was in May, and I only had about 7 months to train. And during that time, I had an awful lot going on in my life.
So going off what you just said there, what obstacles did you run into?
Well, first of all, my family and friends thought I was crazy. Because no one was a runner in my circle of friends or in our family. So they all thought that I was nuts thinking I was going to run a marathon. But I also was basically single-handedly raising you and your sister, working full-time in a very stressful, high-level responsibility job. And I was taking you to all of your activities after school. And I was, oh, by the way, building a house for the three of us to live in our town so that you could continue to go to the same school and have the same friends and your life wouldn't be disrupted.
With all that said, how did you juggle being a mother, working a full-time job, and training for a marathon?
You know, looking back, I don't know if I could do it again, but I was just so committed to pushing myself and doing the marathon to prove to myself and probably to prove to others that who were the naysayers in my life that I could do it. So I basically, anytime that if you and Sarah went to visit your dad, I would run. If I wasn't sleeping, working with you and Sarah, I was running. I trained through the winter, so some of my training was on treadmills for hours and hours. You remember the time that I told you I was at the gym, and the gym stated that they were a 24-hour gym, and so I was at toward the end of my training. When you're at the end of your training, you have to run really long runs. So I was doing like an 18, 19, 20-mile training run. And I was on the treadmill so long that they ended up kicking me out of the gym at like 10 o'clock that night. And I was frustrated with the person because I said, isn't this a 24-hour gym? And why are you kicking me off the treadmill? But it just goes to show you that if you put your mind to something and you're dedicated to it and committed to it, you can get it done.
So after all the hard work and training and all the obstacles, race day's here.
Yeah.
Now, what was it like on race day?
Race day, you know, my philosophy going into my race was that I was going to train, but not overtrain and go in healthy versus overtrain and go into the race hurt. So I was feeling healthy. I was frightened out of my mind. And I remember standing at the starting line with my friend who was doing the race with me and just looking at her and thinking to myself, like, I don't belong here. There were people around me that were in better physical shape and, you know, had done many marathons before. And I just felt like such a newbie and not worthy. But then I stopped and I took a breath and I said to myself, you know, you put in a lot of hard work and blood and sweat and tears and you deserve to be here and you can do this. And the gun went off and I started running.
So as you're running, you know, you get the first couple miles done, you get to 5, you get to 10, then you hit the half marathon part. What kept you motivated throughout this process?
Well, I remember at the 13.2 mark, I was like, all right, well, that wasn't too bad. But then I told myself, wait a minute, now I have to run another 13.2 miles. So I ate half a banana and I just said, I'm in it for the long run. I worked really hard and I wasn't going to let myself down. And I was going to finish the race no matter what I had to do. I also thought about you and Sarah, and I wanted you to see that when you're dedicated and put in hard work, that you can accomplish anything that you put your mind to. Even though many, many people told me I couldn't run a marathon, I couldn't get divorced, I couldn't build a house by myself, and I wouldn't be successful. I've proved them all wrong based on just staying strong and dedicated and persevering through everything that life has thrown my way.
What was it like to cross the finish line?
I was completely exhausted, but euphoric that I finally did it, that all the hard work I put in was worth it. And it really, you know, of course, you had that runner's high, which was awesome. And it really made me stop and pause and think that you really can accomplish your goals when you put your mind to it. And don't let other people or obstacles ever get in the way of doing what you want to do.
Why would you say that running was your calling?
Running has really been my sanctuary away from the stresses and chaos of life. If I didn't have running, I don't know if I could have accomplished as much as I have or have been as good of a mom or as good of a worker or person as I hope I have been. So, you know, I think everyone has something in their life, and for me, it just happens to be running. And anytime my stress level gets high or I'm feeling down, instead of doing negative things that wouldn't help me, running is my go-to. And I'm so thankful that I've been able to keep running, and I've had some bumps and bruises along the way, and my knees are certainly not as young as they used to be, but I hope that I can continue to run for many, many years to come.
Thank you so much for sitting with me today, Mom, and telling your story. It's so inspiring to watch you do this even as a young kid. You were my role model. You took such a negative situation and something that was life-changing, and instead of just dwelling on it and being a victim or playing that card, you actually found an outlet and then went far beyond what you thought would ever be possible. So I'm very thankful to have you in my life, and I love you so much, and I really hope that one day I can run a marathon just for you.